And recently suspended Public Investment Corporation employee Victor Seani has largely blamed the controversial IO transaction on former CEO Dan Machila. Seani was suspended last week along with his colleague Fidelis Madavo, who's already testified at the commission. EWN's Gia Nicolaides is on the story for us. Hi there, Gia. I understand Victor Seani came to speak to the commission due to his suspension. Why was he suspended in the first place?
Good afternoon, Joanne. Well, he says that he is still quite shocked by his suspension. It's because of his involvement in the controversial 4.3 billion rand IO deal. But he says that he was a relatively small player in a much larger picture where he didn't actually make those final executive decisions. And this is basically why he's blamed the deal going forward on the former CEO, Dan Machila. He's also named his head of investment, his colleague, who was also suspended last week, Fidelis Madavo, and, of course, the now CEO, Motsepe More. They were all part and parcel of pushing through this IO deal. And he's saying that he had actually raised some serious concerns about this investment. First of all, saying that the share price was far too high, but that IO had come forward and said that this is our share price at 43 rand per share, and that is not negotiable. He also then revealed that Machila and Iqbal Serwe, and Iqbal Serwe owns IO, says that the two of them were actually friends, and that Serwe had actually said this during a meeting, that he considered, as they call him, Dr. Dan, as his friend. So that, he believes, may have been the reason why Machila was signed off this particular IO transaction, which has been red flagged for quite some time now. And he also says that Machila openly had said to him that he was going to use his authority as the CEO to sign off on this particular deal. So a lot of blame on the CEO and the executives who were involved here. He's still really upset that he was suspended, and that's why he decided to come forward and actually testify at the commission today.
So, Gia, just take us back to last night. I understand the board held a special meeting, and it says it's now going to investigate allegations of impropriety against the CEO and two non-executive directors.
Yeah, so this obviously comes about because of another anonymous email that's landed on the laps of the PIC board members. But this time, they're actually making allegations against board member Sibusiswe Zulu and Mondli Gungubele, who's the chairperson. And the email comes through from this so-called whistleblower known as James Nogu. We've heard about him for several months now and during the Commission of Inquiry. He's this unknown person who started sending emails back in 2017 about Dan Machila's corruption activities. And now he's just changed his name slightly in the email that he sent last week, calling himself James Noku, so N-O-K-U instead of N-O-G-U, as he had previously sent. We believe it is the same person. But ultimately, he is saying that Zulu indirectly benefited from PIC transactions and was also part of a conspiracy to capture the corporation along with Mondli Gungubele. So these are serious allegations, which now the board has met. They've left them out of this particular board meeting that they held yesterday and said, we'll actually have to look into this. But we remember the last time that the PIC said that they will investigate something. It was raised as quite a big concern at this Commission of Inquiry because they said, why is the PIC running a parallel investigation when the inquiry has been tasked to investigate these specific things? So I don't know how far they'll get before the inquiry will actually hear evidence on this particular matter.
Gia, thank you so much for putting us in the picture. Gia Nicolaides, our senior reporter at EWN.